This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Most charitable foundations follow the same formula. They get a pile of money from a rich donor and invest it. Then they give away the money they make. It's a great system, except when the investments don't make enough money. Alex Goldmark reports on how uncertain markets have foundations experimenting with a concept called impact investing.
Some foundations have a problem. Tom Blaney is an accountant at O'Connor Davies. He has hundreds of foundations as clients, and many of them are worried over their return on investment.
So by giving out 5%, which is required by tax law, and we're only making 1% or 2%, in essence, we're depleting our endowment every year, and theoretically we could spend ourselves out of existence.
One solution, he suggests, is something called impact investing. That's a for-profit investment, but with a social goal, too.
Many more foundations, large and small, are looking at the PRI concept.
Impact investing is a trend that's long overdue, according to Luther Reagan. He heads the Global Impact Investing Network. He says charitable foundations are sitting on big pots of money, and those endowments should be put to better use.
To be perfectly honest, foundations today are like private investment companies. The fact is that 95% of their resources are invested in conventional ways without regard to the social purposes or mission that the foundation was created.
There are many ways a foundation can invest for social impact. There's microloans to fight poverty or playing venture capitalist to a company that monitors for counterfeit drugs in India. Matt Bannock is the head of the Omidyar Network. It's part charitable foundation, part investment firm, and makes those kinds of loans.
If you're a straight commercial investor, you'd say, that's not enough, and you'd walk away. We would say, oh my goodness, look, there's a firm that's delivering significant positive social impact, and they're generating a profit.
Which means the Omidyar Network will get its money back and use it again on a future loan.
On the other hand, when you provide a grant, you're guaranteed to lose 100% of your money.
In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.